Opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and should not suggest an endorsement of any product, nor do they represent the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Welcome, everybody, to, I almost said ACB Presents, but this is not ACB Presents. This is AAVL, Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. Their community call that they do once a month. And today's date is March 23rd. And we are welcomed today by all of you who have joined us. And we have three panelists. We have Rick Morin, Michael Babcock, and Lucy Edmonds. And welcome to everybody. AAVL does this once a month. And before we leave today, I will let you know what we're doing next month. And the president of AAVL is here. Doug, you want to say something?
Oh, just hi, everybody. And thanks, Trish, for hosting, and Michael for moderating the streaming and the clubhouse.
All right. Yes, thank you, Trish. And thank you, everybody, for being here. And thank you to the three of you, Michael, Rick, and Lucy. So, the way this is going to work is I have some questions that me and AAVL came up with, and we'll start with those, and then when we get through with those, we will go to the participant questions. So the first question is for Rick. How did you get started with ACB Media, and how did you get started with ACB period?
I'm here to talk about ACB Media. I thought you invited me because I was old. Sorry. How did I get started with ACB Media? Well, it goes way back. When I was in college, I went to Northeastern University in Boston, and I was a general manager of the campus radio station. And those were some of the most fun years of my life. And always wanted to get back into radio in some capacity, never did it professionally. It must have been about 20 years ago now, I got involved with ACB as a result of some advocacy work that I had been doing with the Boston Red Sox. I was going to the Boston Red Sox as a lone wolf, trying to get them to make some accessibility improvements for people with visual impairments. And as a result of that, I hooked up with the Bay State Council of the Blind. And then one thing led to another, and I found out that ACB had this thing called ACB Radio. And they had this thing called ACB Radio Interactive, and I started doing a show there. And Brian Charlson and I, for I think it was 7 years, we did a show called the Yin Yang Show, which was a lot of fun. You know, I'd say something and then Brian would contradict me or vice versa. And we had a lot of fun with that. So fast forward a little bit, the pandemic hit. And when the pandemic hit, of course, Zoom, all this virtual stuff kind of changed the world. And I happened to be in the right place at the right time. When somebody decided, it was really funny, you know, it was March when we canceled our first convention and our first in-person convention, and decided to go virtual. And we made that decision without any idea what the hell we were getting ourselves into. Okay. And it was one of these deals. Don't worry about it. Rick will take care of it. I'll tell you that was one of the that was such an interesting several months. That convention, by the way, was run, well, the general session pieces, all of the the majority of the convention was run out of my garage in Waltham, Massachusetts. That was not air conditioned. I had something like 5 computers going, 2 switchers, all kinds of stuff, and it was. It's gotten a lot simpler since then, but I had the opportunity to. I did a lot of work with ACB Media under Debbie Hazelton and Jeff Bishop, and alongside Larry Turnbull, and I had the opportunity to be a consultant for a while, so I did that for a while, and then eventually told people, hey, if you want me to stick around, you better start paying me. And so I was offered the job to be the manager of ACB Media. So I don't know if that answered your question. ACB Media has been around for about 35 years now. Well, it wasn't always ACB Media. It started out as ACB Radio. And one of the interesting transformations that happened with the pandemic is, it was funny, about a year before the pandemic, you know, we started talking about renaming ACB Radio, and somebody came up with, Tyson Erst came up with the idea of ACB Media as a way to more genericize what we were doing and try to expand our reach in terms of what we were doing with media. But all we really had back then was ACB Radio. We were just starting to dabble with podcasts. And then the pandemic hit, and of course everything went virtual and things just exploded. Everything became 10 times, you know, an order of magnitude bigger within ACB Media than it ever was before. And we've been riding that wave ever since.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, Lucy, this next one's for you. All
okay.
Right, so. How did you get started in the ACB community? And then as an ACB presenter on the ACB Morning Show.
Gosh, okay. So I joined ACB actually. Oh, dear, my internet connection is unstable. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. I joined ACB in about 1980, so I'm old too, like Rick. And so... You know, when the pandemic hit, I started getting emails about this ACB community, and I thought, well, what the heck is this? You know, so one Sunday I called in on we were still using phone conferencing at the time. Mm-hmm. It was before we started using Zoom. And I even remember the question that Cindy Hollis asked. It was, what's your favorite Easter candy? So you know, I had already known how to use Zoom from taking a couple of classes through iBug and stuff like that. And so I started joining some of the social calls that we had, and also the 12-step recovery meeting. I joined that regularly, and then of course went to the ACB convention, the virtual convention in 2020. And then after that, I guess we had a call called what was the name of that during convention? It was like at 10 p.m. Eastern, something nightcap or something. And just talked about the convention and things. And I thought, you know, I really want to volunteer with this mess here. So I got in touch with Cindy, and she trained me. I think it was Cindy that trained me to be a host. That was before we actually had actual training and guidelines and the whole business. And so I started hosting for the community. And then I think it was like in September of 2022. Or 2023. Let's back up a little bit. ACB Presents the Daily Schedule started actually in Clubhouse, and it wasn't done in Zoom for a few months. And I started listening to that. I didn't really participate in it too much, but just listened basically. And so one day Cindy called me up after they got so that they were in Zoom and Clubhouse and out there on media in 2023, I think it was, and asked me if I would like, she said, well, this is the way she put it. I don't think you're going to want to do this, but I decided to ask you anyway. And that was really like some psychology that Cindy knows how to use. Because I think she probably figured that I really would like to do it. And so she asked me if I wanted to be on the morning crew. And I said, Are you kidding me? Oh, I would love it, you know, because I heard all this craziness that they did, and so, you know, I'm kind of a crazy person anyway, and I like to participate in you know, humorous things, and so yeah, so I joined the crew, and you know, we've seen a couple of people come and go, but for the most part, we've got a pretty stable crew, and we have so much fun, and it is so great to see the impact that the morning crew has on a lot of our community members, the regular people that come just about every morning. And you know, if they don't show up, we kind of wonder, what's going on with them? And they love it, and they, you know, they will compliment us right on the show or by email or whatever, and say that it really helps to get their day started. And so each day the morning crew has specific jobs that we do, but we get days off. And even on our days off, most of us like to show up just to hang out with everybody because it's so much fun. So that's how that got started. Yeah.
Okay. So those that don't know, the ACB presents is at
9
9 a.m.
a.m. Eastern.
Eastern, and the pre-show is good too.
We like to call it the pre-game show.
Okay, Michael, this one's for you. Okay. No, wait a minute. Let me go up one. What did you do before you were the membership engagement specialist?
Well, before I was the membership engagement specialist, I was the membership services administrative assistant. And before I started that, that was a transition in title. But before that, I was a access technology e-commerce manager of customer experience for AT Guys. And so prior to working with AT Guys, I have some experience in an internet connected exercise bike, doing customer service for that. It was Peloton. I used to have to be, a little secretive of that. And then I also did customer service for a nationwide childcare company called KinderCare. And I worked for Sprint Nextel and was, for a brief period of time, an assistive technology and braille instructor at the Alaska Center for the Blind and Anchorage.
Oh, wow. Cool. All right. Now we'll go to questions from the. Where can we easily access the daily schedule? Just a minute. For all channels on ACB Media. Is there a way to access all channels on ACB Media and
Do you want me
know
to
the
take that one?
schedule?
Huh?
I said, do you want me to take that one or do you got it?
Well, you can go ahead and take it. We've got this thing called the calendar. I mean, there's this website, acbmedia.org, and we try our best to put the schedule, and this is largely Michael's efforts to do this. We've got the schedule for the vast majority of stuff up in that calendar now. But go ahead, Michael. Why don't you take it from here?
I mean, you said pretty much what I was going to say. You can also go to the channel of an ACB. So if you go to acbmedia.org/6, for example, there's an upcoming heading that you can view the details about what's coming up on that particular channel. And then the last way that I'll mention, thanks to Hannah and her help, on Friday afternoons, I send Hannah the latest version of the schedule that I have at this point in a cleaned up version, which doesn't include Zoom information. So if you go to acb.org and you activate the community link, then you can activate the week of events, or I think it says this week's events or something like that. And so that's an option as well, and that will list what channel it's being broadcasted on for media.
Is that also available like on ACB lists on your iPhone?
No.
You mean ACB Link?
ACB
Yeah,
Link,
link.
yeah.
Sorry, link.
No,
Yeah.
no, not at this
no,
point.
but no, but we've got, on our long-term plan, ACB Link is going to get overhauled, and that's going to be something that will definitely be part of whatever we do down the road, but it's not right now. Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there a limit to the number of community calls that can be scheduled at the same time?
Yes.
This is for Michael.
Yep. There are three per hour. I'm sorry. Three events can start at the same time. No more than three events.
Okay. So let's say one starts at 11 and it's an hour long and there's already three. So you couldn't start one at 11:30. No, so could you?
Yes, you can. So you can start three at 11, and then 11:30 is a different start time. So you could start another one at 11:30. And that's why some of our calls have 30-minute start times instead of starting at the top of the hour.
Okay. Okay.
But those are still an hour long mostly also, right?
Yeah, they can be 30 minutes, an hour and a half, or 2 hours are generally, and I use the word generally there, the duration of the calls.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry, I had to get a drink. Sorry.
What are you drinking?
And why aren't you sharing?
You want some, Rick?
Yeah, I like red wine. So if you got some red wine, it'd be great. Pass it on.
Hey, what is the criteria for adding a new community call to the schedule?
Lucy, do you want to take this, or do you want me to?
Well, to make sure that the facilitator has enough content to at least fill an hour, and so we really don't have any criteria. As long as someone comes up with an idea and they're really excited about it, and they think they can do it. We do have, through the community support committee that I chair, we do have quite a new program that we started, that we have some people that have volunteered to be, well, let's put this in air quotes or whatever, mentors to new facilitators that have a plan for a new community call. And when those people find out about it, they generally call the new facilitator and find out what their plan is, give them some feedback on how they think it will go, give them some pointers, because these are people that have are seasoned facilitators, and give them some feedback and pointers on facilitating a call, and how to come up with good content, how to move people along. So, you know, basically it's pretty informal guidelines, but of course there are guidelines for all of our facilitators that you can find up on the community website webpage through acb.org. So, anything else, Michael?
So I'm really thankful for the committee members who have jumped in to provide that guidance to new facilitators, because some of us who, like, my first involvement with ACB Community was in 2021, when my state affiliate president said, you should reach out to Cindy to get trained so you can be a host. And I'm like, okay, I did not realize that was code for, so we can volunteer you to do more things in the affiliate. I learned that pretty quickly. But I think we, as long-term members of ACB Community, sometimes forget about what it's like when someone comes into community and has no experience, but they want to put on a call and they want to be able to communicate with blind or visually impaired individuals in a platform that ACB has come together to put up and make available. So I'm really thankful for those members of the committee that have have decided to jump in and say, hey, let us explain to you what some of these terms mean. A host is not you. You are the facilitator, and give that clear explanation to people.
Right. So what is the difference between a host and a facilitator?
Well, let me just give a shout out to those to those people first.
Okay.
They are Belle Collins, Judy Walgang, and Courtney Smith. So what is the difference between a host and a facilitator? The facilitator is the person who actually plans the content of the call and presents it. And the host of the call is the person who has control over security of the room. So, you know, our motto in community is safe, respectful, and welcoming. And we want everybody to feel that they have a safe space to share and that they are welcome in the event and that they are respected and that everyone is respectful of one another. So if the host at any time feels that someone is being disrespected or disrespectful, they have the authority, should I say, I don't know if I like to use that word, but to let them know, like, let's say if somebody is using language that's inappropriate to the content of a call, or if they bring up something that's inappropriate for the subject matter, that they can say, you know, we need to you need to please refrain from, you know, this language or whatever. So actually, you know, and the host takes care of people who raise their hands. They call on those people. They make sure that people stay muted when they are not speaking, just to keep the noise level down, especially for calls that are being streamed, but for all calls, really. And so, yeah, the host has control over the security of the room so that, like I say, everybody feels safe, respected, and welcomed.
So, I mean, one of the cool things that we've done is we've separated functions. There was a period of time where, you know, if you wanted to put a show on ACB Radio or whatever, you had to be a jack of all trades. You had to be the guy generating the content. You had to do you had to do all the technical stuff and so on and so forth. Now the facilitators, who are the creative people, in my opinion, they focus on the content. They focus on the creative. And the host is there to, you know, just help with the mechanics of the Zoom room, the security, and all of that. So the logistics with the Zoom room and all that kind of cool stuff. So, and there's lots of training that go into those different functions.
So, Rick, when this call is done, this call will be edited for the ACB Media and podcasted, yes?
Yeah, what we do is anything that is streamed, we automatically pick it up through what's called the archive, the recording of the actual event. And we do some minimal editing and then put it up as a podcast, but also put it up for replay on ACB Media 5. And so when there isn't live broadcasting going on ACB Media 5, you hear that there are replays of other stuff that's happened within the last week to 2 week period. All of those things get played randomly, so you never know when you're going to hear some of those replays. One of the things that we've got on the hopper and we're working on is to take the best of the best content that's been produced by community, really polish it, really edit it, really professionalize it, and then we are going to come up with a new channel that is probably going to be ACB Media 2, where it's going to be content, the premium content that's happened in community, that's replayed on a scheduled basis. So you'd be able to know, you know, at what time, what day, you would be able to see something or listen to something. And I think there's a lot of pent-up demand for that type of thing. So we're real excited about that. Now, one of the major enablers that's going to allow us to do this is this technology refresh that we've just gone through. And And I can't talk about ACB Media without bringing Michael Babcock's name up, and it drives me crazy. So,
ten minutes, Rick. 10 minutes.
Ten minutes. Yeah.
10 minutes before you said it.
It just drives me crazy. But you know, Michael's head is, anyways. Michael. I say this with all due seriousness. Michael's one of the best techs I've ever worked with in my life. So. You know, and you guys in community, just you got the best of the best with Michael. Now, Michael, you know, we had a dilemma because the old technology that we were running for ACB Media was like 30 years old. It was very clunky, and the major problem that we had with it was accessible, but that was the only positive thing about it. In terms of being able to put new content up, it took like 2 hours. To put up a new piece of content if it was, you know, just, you know, originating for the very first time. There's this thing called Live 365. You probably heard us talk about that from time to time. Live 365 has been the backbone that's actually been delivering ACB Media for, I think, 6-7 years now. But we never had the ability, because of accessibility issues, to use the actual scheduling platform within Live 365. Michael, you know, we were kind of tag teaming on this, but Michael did the vast majority of the work on this. We were looking for solutions where we could get off of the old technology and, you know, just totally shut it down and have a very accessible web-based or cloud-based scheduling system that we could then use to distribute out to various volunteers to be able to do the whole scheduling thing and not have to be dependent upon one person to do scheduling. It was always one of our goals to be able to use Live 365, but, you know, we were frustrated by its lack of accessibility. There was a project that I had been involved with JP Morgan, where an accessibility report got written by JP Morgan, which went to Live 365. We worked with Live 365 at the time to get them to commit to make the changes. And, you know, literally Michael was in there trying to work with Live 365 in the inaccessible form to see if we could come up with some workarounds to make it usable for us. And he literally called me a couple of weeks before Christmas and said, "You're not going to believe this, but Live 365 has implemented every single change that we need. You know, not every change for accessibility, but all the major ones that we need to allow us to be able to schedule." And within 60 days, we totally shut down the old system and now are totally in Live 365. And I tell you all this story, number one, because it's a good accessibility story. It's one of the best I've ever seen in the time I've been involved in advocacy. And number two, it's enabling us now to schedule new stuff. So one of the goals we have for, you know, just for media, I mean, we've got all kinds of capacity. We've got 10 streams. Most of them are not lit most of the time. So it's limitless now in terms of what we can do technically on those streams. Now it's just a matter of figuring out, you know, how we can organize ourselves to be able to take advantage of that. And that's all been made possible by Live 365 and, you know, Michael's efforts. Michael was the major impetus behind getting everything transitioned over. So anyways, that's all I'm going to say about Michael. No more. No more.
So we already have one program that is on a scheduled replay, and that is ACB Community Karaoke. Yay, on 4, yeah. On Media 4.
And that's another Live 365 story.
Okay.
You know, one of the reasons why we could never replay it before, and as long as karaoke's been around, people were always, you know, every other day calling me saying, "Why can't we replay karaoke?" Well, we couldn't replay karaoke because there was no real easy way with the old architecture to be able to carry the what's called the metadata so that royalty payments can be properly made. There was no convenient way to be able to do that. Actually, there was no technical way at all to be able to do that. When we went Live 365, Live 365 had just implemented a new function about a year ago called multi-track, where we're literally able to take the entire archive from a karaoke show and then superimpose the metadata on top of that and put it all in one package and replay that, and so everything is legit and above the board. We can replay in Media 4 is the only stream right now that has licensing rights to copyrighted material, and we're very sensitive. Karaoke is using a lot of copyrighted karaoke tracks. There's a lot of gray area in terms of, who should get recognized for karaoke. So we decided to just play it safe and do everything legitimate and above board with karaoke. So that's why. And again, I said I wasn't going to say Michael again, God damn it. But no, Michael made that happen. So.
No, good. I just saw that the DC leadership is in Spanish on that Media 9 now.
Yeah, well,
Yay.
Media 9. Well, Media 9 right now, I think is, and I haven't taken them down yet. Media 9 is where we had put up the imperatives. Media 8
Okay.
during the DC Leadership Conference, and this is really cool too. During the DC Leadership Conference, and this is a function of Zoom, for the last couple of years now, maybe I think it's as many as 3 years, all the ACB events, which are really convention. And the DC leadership thing, we've had a company called Christine, and I forget her last name, Language Services, who's been doing simultaneous translation of the live broadcast from English into Spanish. And there is a I think you got to go to your more button to get this. I'm not exactly sure, but you can turn on interpretation services when it's being simultaneously translated and be able to hear the translator translate stuff into Spanish. Now, we were broadcasting that stuff on Media 8 live, and we've now posted that stuff as a podcast also. So there are podcasts of DC Leadership that are both the original podcast and the Spanish podcast, and the Spanish podcasts are in a feed where it's all Spanish content. So one of the things I'd really love to be able to do is light up a station on ACB Media that's all Spanish content. One of the things we have to do a better job of is there's a lot of content that's floating around in the marketplace. And when I say marketplace, the blindness community and elsewhere, that we need to spend more time and focus and attention to go find that content and bring it in and make it available to folks. There's a bunch of opportunities here for what I'm calling a program manager, for program managers who want to take on a task like that and just make it happen. We used to have this thing called ACB Media Cafe or ACB
All
Radio
right.
Cafe, which was blind artists that we used to play. And if you listen to Cafe for any longer than a week, you got tired of listening to it because we were replaying the same stuff for 10 years. And so we took it down because it was almost an embarrassment. Not almost, it was, from my opinion, an embarrassment that we had something, that's been around that long. But we definitely desire to have something like ACB Cafe revived, but for that to work, it's going to take somebody, and I'll call him a program manager, who's just going to drive that effort to make it happen. It's an incredible amount of work to keep something like that up and running. But if there's anybody out there who would be interested in this, and I've mentioned this before, and I've had some people come to me and say I'm interested, and then we started talking about what would be involved. Not so much, okay. But there really are some great opportunities out there. So,
That brings up a good question, though. What is the difference between ACB Community and ACB Media? And if I had an idea for, let's say, a cooking thing, would that be a community kind of a call, or would that be an ACB Media, a kind of a weekly show?
Yeah,
What are the differences?
that's a great question, Doug. And the way I look at it now, ACB Media, the stuff that I manage, that I operate, I'm calling it the backbone. It's the delivery of content, okay? not necessarily where content originates or has to originate. Community has become this huge source of content. And the way community is operated makes it such that the vast majority of things that we used to schedule, you know, just independently on media before, are just as well suited to meet the community environment and the community standards and all of that. One of the beautiful things ACB Community has done is it's got this huge audience. You know, it's like 3,000 people that get the event things every day, the event announcements every day. And so the lines are blurring, let's just say this, between media and community, as evidenced by the fact that Michael and I work on stuff together all the time. But, you know, the short answer, Doug, is if you had content that's appropriate content but not appropriate for community, we could schedule that into ACB Media directly. But I think it's really to everybody's advantage if you've got content like a cooking show where you could take advantage of the community audience, you know, by all means do that. And that stuff, you know, a lot of that stuff like this call today actually gets streamed on ACB Media. So you got the community generating content that ACB Media delivers.
And Rick, while we're on the subject, so you said that a lot of, so where does the community stuff get streamed? What's, you know, what channels of media are usually used for the community streaming?
ACB Media 5 and ACB Media 6. ACB Media 5 is where the vast majority of stuff is. ACB Media 6 is where a lot of the affiliate stuff goes. And ACB Media 6 is also used for all the ACB business. But there are times where, you know, things will repurpose other streams for special broadcasting and that type of thing. But for the most part, it's 5 and 6. Media 8 is where we put most of the affiliate conventions. Media 9 is our overflow for affiliate conventions. It's funny because, you know, you have to build everything for the maximum demand. And there are periods of time during the year where there's multiple conventions going on at one time that want to be streamed. So that's why we got to do 8, 9. 10 right now is ACB Braille Forum, gets replayed every 2 hours. And, of course, there's a lot of other ways to get to the Braille Forum, such as podcast as well. ACB Media 1 is what used to be the old mainstream, and a lot of the old mainstream content is still there. And that's going to be, you know, that's going to get overhauled here pretty soon. And ACB Media 2 is kind of an open space right now that we use a lot during convention. ACB Media 3 is something called Yesterday USA, which, you know, ACB Radio is always doing old-time radio. And a lot of that stuff was, well, not a lot of it, all of it was programmed by Jeff Bishop for a long time. And he has a big stash of old-time radio stuff. And it would take him a long time to, because he had to do it in the old infrastructure, a long time to get all that stuff staged. A couple of years ago now, I think it's a couple of years ago now, you know, I sat down with Jeff and I said, does it really make sense for us to continue doing this when there's other guys out there doing old-time radio that does it better than we do? So we approached Yesterday USA through relationships that Larry and John Gassman have, and we are simulcasting Yesterday USA on ACB Media 3, and that has the largest audience of all the ACB Media streams, believe it or not, which in some ways is cool, in some ways is quite disappointing. ACB Media 4 is where we have our that's where you can have music shows. That's the, you know, the stuff that's commercially available stuff we can put on 4. And then we talked about 5, 6, 7 is kind of an overflow for ACB business. We use that a lot during convention. During convention, we've got all 10 streams lit up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we do have a hand.
We can take hands in just a minute. When we're done with questions, we'll take hands. And Lucy, do you want to talk about the community support team for a minute or two? the changes that you're making in the community support team? In
Well, when Dan Spoon was president, he saw that community was changing and evolving and growing in 2021. So at the end of that year, he wanted to form a community support committee, which basically does what the name says. We support the community and give feedback on the guidelines that are written for hosts and facilitators and participants. And if any problems arise, if Cindy and Michael have any problems with a call, let's say we get complaints about a facilitator or a host or whatever, we discuss it and give feedback on those kinds of things. And we also we have quarterly town hall meetings where participants of our community calls can come in and give feedback on the impact that community has made. And we also update everybody on what's been going on in the community and what is going to go on in the community in the near future. And so those are quarterly, usually like the second Saturday of the month. And we also help to support the community-a-thon. That is our annual fundraiser, which happens on New Year's Eve, and that's a big job that the committee does. And it's very fun, very exciting always. What else do we do? And we provide hospitality during the convention, the national convention. We have a room designated for community hospitality at the hotel, and those who are unable to go to the actual hotel for the convention provide hospitality to those virtual attendees. And so yeah. I mean, the community support committee is it's usually very fun. I mean, sometimes we can get, some into some sticky situations, but for the most part, it's a very fun committee. So,
All
yeah.
right, thank you. So, participants, now, if you guys have questions for any of these three, raise your hands and we'll start it. We'll start with questions now. Trish, who's first?
We are clear of all hands right now.
Oh, well, we have. Okay.
Well, I guess we did a good job.
Okay, so it's all right. So, Michael, you want to talk about what is that, TikTok? What is that?
What is TikTok? I don't have an answer for
We
you.
do have a hand if you want to
Well,
take it.
we'll go with Michael first, please.
So TikTok is primarily used for publishing short form content. In May of 2025, yes, last year, Cindy and I were talking about opportunities to be able to widen the reach of where people can learn about what's happening in TikTok or in community. So I started doing this really just honestly, to build my TikTok following and to let people know what was going on. So I started posting today in ACB community on my TikTok. And then about a week into it, I reached out to Cindy. I'm like, hey, just so you know, I've been doing this. Hopefully it's okay. And she's like, well, let's talk this through. And we worked it out with our communications team, Mike and Hannah, and came to a plan for publishing content on a regular basis, specifically in video form. One of my biggest gotchas, and some may or may not see this, but I have video on right now. One of my biggest gotchas with content is a lot of times we forget about the low vision user, the individual who might want good audio quality, but might also want to see what it is that they're listening to. So we went ahead and started publishing. They're about 7.5 minutes long, and it's a list of everything that is going on in community for the next week. That goes on ACB National's YouTube channel on Friday afternoons. And then every morning, most mornings on TikTok, we also break down and we record each day of events to let people know what time something's happening and what the title of that specific event is. And then we publish that over to YouTube. Or we publish it to TikTok, and I don't know that it's brought us a lot of new people to community, but it's providing that consistent experience for everyone so they know what's going on within ACB and how they can interact with ACB community. So
all
that's
right.
TikTok.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, Trish, do we have hands now?
Yes, ma'am. The first hand is Sharon.
Hi, this has been great. Thank you. I'm just curious how you determine how many people are on a call, because during this call, even, you know, people have come on and gone off because things are happening. So when do you kind of make a count for the call? And do you use that information to help get grant money for community?
So I will take the call question. I don't know about grant money. That's someone else's inquiry. So I can't answer that. But what I can tell you is Zoom does a really good job at providing, if you need to pull a report of how many attendees joined in a meeting, you can get that information. And it'll tell you the maximum amount of attendees that joined in a meeting. But it'll also tell you how many minutes everyone combined was in a meeting.
Oh,
so for
wow.
example, if you have 10 people in an hour-long meeting and they don't drop out, then that's 600 minutes of content that's consumed by individuals. And that looks like a big number, and it can be a big number, but you can also manipulate that data and generate reports getting the information you might need. Maybe they say that there was 340 minutes, but 30 people on the call and it was an hour long. You can do some calculations to determine how many people were actually on there for the whole time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But interesting that you said that it does tell you the maximum that were on there, which is good.
You can also get those numbers in Clubhouse too.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you.
So and the hours of the host or the facility, our hours are counted up each month or each week, aren't they?
Yep. And I think we submitted over 19,000 hours of volunteer work for 2025.
Wow. Okay, Trish, who's next?
All right, and we are almost at the 10-minute mark, and we have three hands, just so you know. Lori is next.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Lori. Hey,
come on.
For those that are, I'll make it short like me. Lucy, I really enjoy games to play with Lady A. I try now to attend as often as I can. What motivated you to start games to play with Lady A?
Well, just because I like to play games. I love to play games on my phone, physical games, you know, board games, card games, phone games, Lady A games. So I don't know. I was just thinking about it one day, and I thought, well, you know, I bet there's a lot of people out there that like the same things I do. So I just wrote to Cindy and said, hey, you know what? I'm starting a call. Here's what it is.
Nice.
That's fascinating. Wow. Because I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I know you do. I know.
Thanks, Lori.
You're welcome.
Trish?
All right, next we have Melanie.
Hey, Melody.
For the ACB Business Podcast, is it possible to get a direct link for them either on acbmedia.org, either under podcast or separate? Because it's difficult to find them and just use the podcast SEO. Thank you
for bringing that up. I'll take it, Rick, and I will make sure that gets added, because this has been brought up a couple of times, so we can get that added to the podcast page on ACB Media.
All right. Thank you, Melanie. Who's next, Trish?
Kevin. Kevin, Cal?
Hey,
Kevin.
Hi. Yep, this is Kevin and Cal. Calvin's my guide dog from the Guide Dog Foundation there. And Just had a kind of came in at the last half of this call and was hearing about people starting video content and things for other users that you guys might want to put on your web air. I do that currently for the Lions Club here locally, and I'm working on a complete video series for all kinds of different things, from the OrCam to how to use Voice Vista differently, to how to do low vision to no vision. I'm a disabled vet, so I've kind of gone through all of those stages as we go, and I'm legally blind now. And I've been working on a series with me and my guide dog, because we even go like golfing with some of these apps, using like Orion, Voice Vista combined, can make it fairly independent. And I've been doing tech talks like that. How would I go about putting it onto content like this to share?
Shoot us an email to community@acb.org, and you and I can, this is Michael here, you and I can talk more about how that might look, because I think that could be fun to implement into maybe a community event down the road.
Happy to do it. Can you community.acb.org?
Nope, community@acb.org.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Kevin.
Perfect. Trish, any more hands?
No, ma'am. Not at the
No,
moment.
okay. Let me think if I can come up with a real quick question. Okay, Michael. So on the fly, here we go. So you've been doing Zoom calls about training facilitators. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so in January, I wanted to do a community call because I wasn't really doing much directly in the community call space. And I realized that there was a desire to learn more about what goes on when you're facilitating an ACB community event. So I came up with, while using, I don't know, it was probably Claude or Gemini or ChatGPT, one of the AI tools, because I'm a huge advocate for AI. But when I was chatting with it, it said, "Why don't you call it laying the groundwork?" And I liked that the tone of that, because it lays the groundwork to provide people essential information they need to facilitate an event. So we've talked about the different roles in ACB community events. I brought Joyce Feinberg on to talk about what happens after your event is done and how it's turned into a podcast. We've talked also about, like last week, I talked about the groups.io service and how facilitators could leverage groups.io to put together their own mailing list. And then also how you can leverage what you're doing as a community facilitator and put out your own podcast. So I started a podcast that originated on ACB Community. I've stepped away from that project, and others are maintaining it. But we've seen some huge success with taking our own content, keeping it on ACB Community, publishing to the community podcast feed, and then doing some minor additional edits and tweaks and publishing it to our own podcast feed as well. And that show right now, because even though I stepped away, I can still pull analytics, is averaging about 400 downloads per episode as it comes out. So it's been pretty successful. It's been pretty stable at that number as well. But it was a good opportunity for people to reach their own audience. Prior to working at ACB, I also was a program. What was my official title? Program assistant, I think is what they called me, for a local company called Bicoastal Media. And Bicoastal owns now 9 radio stations. When I worked for them, it was 8 radio stations in our local market. And my primary role was working with individuals who our sales team sold advertising space to produce an advertisement that they were happy with and satisfied with because they paid for it. That ultimately has the goal of building that company's brand and awareness in our local community. So I think there's a lot of value that might not be given in some instances for individuals or organizations to build their brand while utilizing the ACB community platform and being able to maintain that both on ACB properties but also on their own properties as well.
Excellent. Okay. We have like 4 or 5 minutes,
Details at
so
the meeting.
I'll ask each of you the same question. What does this community mean to you? Start with Rick, please.
Are
Rick,
you?
are you
Oh,
there?
Rick, you need to unmute.
I'll
I
jump
just said
in
I'm there.
for Rick right now while he's getting unmuted. ACB Community is a platform and group of individuals that come together to help other blind or visually impaired individuals realize that even if you lose sight later in life, life isn't over, and there are people there that will be able to assist you with answering questions you might have. ACB Community gives a safe, welcoming, and respectful platform for people to ask questions that maybe they might not have answers to.
Perfect. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, that was great. I'm here, guys. Somebody muted me. I'm not used to that. ACB Community means everything. And the, you know, when we say community, ACB Community is, it's very important to attach ACB to that. Community is not a subset of ACB. ACB is community. That's all I have to say.
Thanks.
You'll now
Thank you.
All right, and we have 2 minutes.
Just as you were
All
noted.
right, Lucy, real quick. Lucy, are you muted too?
Oh, somebody muted me. Good Lord.
I didn't. I haven't muted anybody,
Wow,
so I don't know how they're getting muted.
anyway, okay, so community was it was my silver lining to COVID, actually, because I'm retired, so when we were in lockdown, I was going crazy, and so this gave me a purpose, basically, and it has evolved into that, given me a lot of stuff to do. I've learned a lot in community, made a lot of great friends, and so it means a great deal to me.
All right. Well,
Jeanette, why don't we finish off by,
yeah.
okay, so if somebody is listening to this for the first time and doesn't know anything about community or or media, let's finish it off by saying, where do you find, where do you find this stuff? Where do you
Well,
find community?
if you want to be put on the daily schedule email list, send an email to community@acb.org and they will subscribe you to that. And if you want to do it by phone, you can call 800-424-8666 and follow the prompts to get to community, and you can hear what's going to happen every day.
Yeah.
Perfect. And ACB Media is acbmedia.org. Is that right?
ACBmedia.org, yeah. And ACB Link is a great way to listen to ACB Media. So, we talk about ACB Link being an overhaul, but ACB Link right now, its
All
strength
right.
is being able to listen to media streams.
And the link is available on the Apple
Yeah, on the App Store,
All right.
iOS
App
App
Store.
Store.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And I think this is appropriate to say, hey, happy birthday to ACB Community. It was a good time to
Hey.
have this call. Yay! Thank you,
Thanks, everyone.
Rick.